Dear Minister, dear Director General, dear General Prosecutor, dear Excellencies, dear colleagues, it is really an honor and a pleasure to me to speak in front of you today. Allow me to start by congratulating you, Slovenia, on your 20 years of membership in the European Union and in Europol. Over the past 20 years, Slovenia has developed excellent cooperation with Europol on strategic level and on operational level. Cooperation with competent authorities in Slovenia is an example, and the operational contribution delivered by you, the Slovenian police, is key to strengthen the internal security within the EU. At the same time, we should also recognize how different it is, the world we live in today, when we compare the world we lived in 20 years ago. I will refrain to comment whether it is safer or not, but I can confidently say that it has become much more complex, particularly when we look at the threats to our internal security. At the time, we could only think of threats in the physical environment. And today, we need to face the threats posed also in the digital environment. We didn't have our friends like Facebook, Twitter, the dark web, Bitcoins, or ChatGPT, just to mention a few tools and platforms that can be misused and abused by criminal organizations. But we should also recognize the considerable developments in tools, in resources, and in cooperation mechanisms. A sophisticated infrastructure of EU centralized systems for border and security, European legal instruments to arrest, to investigate, to cooperate, and new strengthened platforms and bodies like Eurojust, Frontex, the European Public Prosecutor, just to mention a few. And a bigger and a stronger Europol to support you, the police forces in the member states, in preventing and in combating serious and organized crime and terrorism when two or more states are affected. Europol does not have coercive powers, yet the agency employs hundreds of police officers from the various EU member states. We serve as an EU criminal information hub because crime does not stop at our borders, and organized criminal groups are constantly changing their modi operandi. This is why Europol ensures and facilitates appropriate 24/7 operational support. Only together we can effectively address the evolving crime threats. Last month in April, we have reached 3,000 competent authorities at regional and specialized police forces connected to our secure communication system, SIENA. Crime-related data we receive from you and from the member states and partner is cross-checked against our databases, so connections can be identified and triggering hundreds of operations every year. We offer to you the collaborative environment to use this. We are doing this through the operational dedicated centers, the Analysis Center, the European Serious and Organized Crime Center, with the Migration Center, the Cybercrime Center, the Counterterrorism Center, and the Financial and Economic Center, which represent Europol's core business. Europol periodically condenses the knowledge we get out of the operations to provide you with strategic reports on threat assessments. We also embrace the rapid technological progress, and we strive to adapt and to evolve in order to effectively leverage new opportunities offered by key emerging technologies, as well as meet the challenges. That's why we created together with you the Innovation Lab. The aim of the lab is to promote and to develop innovative solutions that make the work of our investigators more easy. Today, we are the home of more than 300 liaison officers for more than 50 countries and organizations. You have two liaison officers in the headquarters in The Hague. The work of your colleagues, of the Slovenian colleagues, is highly appreciated as they cooperate with dedication and commitment. We mark a significant milestone in Slovenia's history as we celebrate the 20th anniversary of membership in the European Union and at Europol. 2 decades ago, Slovenia made a commitment to collaboration, security, and solidarity within the European Union, and your partnership with Europol has been instrumental in advancing these values. Joining Europol was not merely an administrative decision. It was a testament to your dedication to ensuring the safety and the security of your and our citizens all over Europe. Slovenian membership is not the only highlight. We also have to recognize the significant contributions of the Slovenian presidencies over the years to the EU Council. First, in 2008, you contributed to the transformation of Europol from an intergovernmental body to an EU agency. You were pivotal to that. Secondly, the recast of Europol, adopted in 2021, which allowed Europol to have a solution for the processing of big and large data sets, to increase our innovation capabilities, and to strengthen cooperation with private sector. Again, I extend my gratitude for Slovenia's efforts. Over the past 2 decades, collaboration with Europol has strengthened law enforcement capabilities, enhanced ability to combat transnational crime, and facilitated the exchange of crucial information across Europe. At Europol, we have always viewed Slovenia as a vital link to the Western Balkan countries. We are therefore committed to contribute actively in the Bordeaux process. The last Slovenian presidency, and also thanks to Slovenia, you made in the Salzburg Forum, you made an important effort to ensure more resources for Europol and for the whole of the European police cooperation. The letter from the Salzburg Forum ministers are prepared by Slovenia, and this was well received and acknowledged. Your operational input in this area is even more important. There are numerous examples of operational successes, including key operational task forces. For example, the efforts of the operational task force Zebra, set up in Europol in March 23, culminated in 2 action days this year that led to the dismantling of a criminal network smuggling migrants across the main Western Balkan migration routes in extremely dangerous conditions. OTF Zebra is a clear demonstration of your commitment, your proactive and your innovative approach as Slovenian police force. Reflecting on the achievements of the past 20 years, let us also look to the future with optimism and determination. The challenges we face in the realm of security and law enforcement continue to evolve, from cybercrime to terrorism to human trafficking. And we need to bear in mind the challenging geopolitical environment, the war in Ukraine, the situation in the Middle East. However, by remaining united and steadfast in our commitment to cooperation, we can overcome these challenges and build a safer, more secure Europe for the next generations. On this special occasion, I would like to express my gratitude to all those who have contributed to Slovenia's partnership with Europol over the past two decades, our law enforcement agencies, government officials, and dedicated personnel at Europol. Your hard work, dedication, collaboration has been instrumental in making this partnership a success. As we celebrate this milestone, let us reaffirm our commitment to the principles of unity, cooperation, and solidarity that define the European Union. Together, we can continue to build a Europe that is safe, that is secure, and that is good for us. I know Europol can count on you. I want to assure you that you can count on Europol. Together, and only together, we'll be stronger in protecting our citizens, our societies, and our democracies. Thank you very much, Mr. Minister. Thank you very much, Mr. Director General, for your personal engagement in this beautiful rock and roll. Thank you.